British Public Radio. Documentaries.
Turning 18. A series of audio stories put together by Penguin to mark 18 years of the Refugee Council's children's section. The stories are written and read by refugees and inspired by the theme Turning 18. Zoe Wanamaker.
Valentina. Valentina arrived in the UK aged 17, having been trafficked from Bolivia. Her piece depicts the complexities of turning 18 in a strange country with no family or friends, trying desperately to come to terms with traumatic events and attempting to find a voice in society.
Turning 18. I remember when I was a child looking forward to turning 18. I love living with my mom, but I look forward having freedom to be able to buy my own clothes, to looking after myself and going everywhere I wanted, to become someone. I was excited about it. I remember as a child, my mom saying that I would become someone, that I would be someone special. But it wasn't how I thought it would be. It was completely different. Everything changed. I lost my mom, I lost my hope and my dreams. I remember waking up in the morning on my 18th birthday, hiding under the covers with tears in my eyes. I remember feeling incredibly lonely. It was one of the most stressful times of my life. Everything was so different. Everything seemed so hard to understand. Coming from another continent wasn't easy for me. I have to learn a new language. I have to learn a new culture, make new friends, get used to new faces. I have to listen to strangers judging me about reasons why I was here. Even though it wasn't my choice, I remember being bullied for not being able to speak properly. I can't count the number of times I was scared and afraid of people who have hurt me, those who destroyed me as a person. Turning 18, I have a mix of feelings. Feelings that I didn't want to live anymore. A feeling of hate for some people, but a small feeling that perhaps if I work hard, then I could be someone like my mom has said. Even though all of these bad things happened, I felt like deleting all the bad memories. I couldn't bear my thoughts in my head. My journey transformed me into someone different, and I have left my childhood behind. When I was 18, my asylum application had been refused, and I didn't know where my future would be. I wanted to stay, but I didn't have life here. I was very confused. I knew if they sent me back, it wasn't safe to go back to the same place, to the same people. I have no idea how I will survive. The Refugee Council helped me with so many things at the time. When I arrived, I didn't have a social worker for ages. I was told that I was looked after by duty, having one social worker after another. They didn't look after me properly, and they didn't understand what I need. They sent me to live long away from my social services office. It was the Refugee Council who kept in touch with me and who helped me. They gave me travel money so I could come to the English classes. They kept calling social services to tell them that I needed to be moved. I was really isolated, and they helped me to make other girls who have similar experience to me. When my asylum application was refused, they got me a good solicitor and they took me to my appointments. They took me to see experts to help me with my case. They took me to my barrister and to the court. They always encouraged me and they did things to make me happier. I knew that they would fight for me when no one else would and when I couldn't fight for myself. Now I will tell my 18 years old self to stand up for myself. Then I was scared to tell anyone what was happening. I said yes to everything. I was so desperate and I didn't know that I could say what I thought and what I feel. Now I know that I can say what I think and what I feel and what I believe. Thinking about things now, I don't know how I cope. I miss so many things from my childhood, but I know I can become a child again. Now that I have been through the worst of things, I know that even when things are difficult, now I know that they can never be that bad again. I think I can cope with things in the future, and I'm working hard to become the someone that my mom believed I could be.
This audio series was brought to you by Penguin Audiobooks in association with the Refugee Council, whose dedicated children's section provides intensive therapy and support to trafficked young people like Valentina. To hear more from this series, find out more about the work of the Refugee Council, or to make a donation towards the running of its services, please visit turning18.co.uk.
Turning 18 is a British Public Radio presentation in association with Penguin Books.